Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about when we chase after things that aren't true. What happens when we are climbing up false vines and we find a point, we slip, we fall? What do we do? Blaise Pascal once said, "All men seek happiness. This is without exception. Whatever different means they employ, they all tend to this end. The cause of some going to war and of others avoiding it is the same desire in both, attended with different views. The will never takes the least step, but to this object. This is the motive of every action of every man, even of those who hang themselves." Pascal, certainly brilliant, the mathematician from France and the physicist that he was way ahead of his time. He created the first adding machine. He pioneered incredible advancements in science. He was the guy who actually designed the first mass transit system in the world, all of it in the 1600s. But he was aware of the futility of all that stuff as well. Later in his life, he penned some pretty interesting words that have shaped the course of time in so many ways. He said, and I quote, "There is a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of every man which cannot be filled by any created thing, but only by God the Creator, made known through Jesus." You know, you hear a lot about Pascal, but you don't always hear that quote that he penned. You know, created things, they can't provide the happiness and the fulfillment that we crave. Our possessions, our appearances, our abilities, our fame, our fortune, none of those things make the grade at the end. None of them fill the vacuum. Jesus was quoted as saying, "I am the true vine," in John 15, 1. Jesus claimed to be the way to true, enduring fulfillment and freedom. He also implied that there are plenty of false ways out there. He also found that there are ways that we will chase after the wrong things and we'll come up short every single time. Things that promise to give us happiness, things that promise to fulfill purpose, but at the end of the day, they just all fall short, and it's like we keep running into the same brick wall. Don't get me wrong, having more money can make life easier for certain, but I've never preached the funeral of a wealthy person in which everybody said, I'd rather have his money than him. I mean, money in and of itself, you can lose it, you can gain more, but often we don't find a lot of purpose in it. Power, well, that's something that we seem to all strive for, but I'm living proof that once you gain it, you really realize all you've got are greater problems. Recognition can seem like something amazing. A little fame can go a long way. People, they want to know you, and you want to know them, and you want them to know you. And when it's all said and done, you realize, oh my goodness, there's no gratification found in that. Physical pleasure, while wonderful, can only last for a moment. Possessions grow old, and respect, well, as we've seen far too often, we can lose that in a nanosecond. The list of these things go on, and every one of them offers an illusion, the illusion of fulfillment, but the results are always temporary at best. We seek happiness. We really do. We're a people that want to be happy. This is without exception. The only question is, where do we seek it? You know, I'm one of those people that believes with all my heart that Jesus wants you to live happy. I've heard it said hundreds of times when I've grown up in Christian circles over the years that God doesn't care whether you're happy, he cares whether you're holy. And I would say, I think God longs for us to be holy, and the result of that, we find happy. Maybe today our prayer ought to be, I believe in you, Jesus, that you are the true vine. Would you reveal to me today those false things that I chase after, that I'm trusting in to give me life, purpose, and meaning? And would you reveal that they're false to me so that I could chase after you in an everlasting way? And Jesus, I want to experience the true life that only comes from you. Let's let that be our prayer today. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.